Well, we're nearly there. And I think it's important that maybe we just reflect on how our journey has gone. And it's reflected also in the readings we have today, the messages from the Old Testament. And it's always an angel that gives the message. Sometimes we ourselves don't listen to the angels. How many really believe in angels? That's the question. But King Azad, again, was reluctant to listen to Isaiah. And people always look for something tangible, always a sign. We all look for a sign that something is going to happen, instead of having true faith in what God is about to do for us. How many of you say after you've woke up, I had a dream last night, and in that dream, something's going to happen? And how often does that dream come true? No, you never dream that you're going to win the pools or the lottery. We could all have that dream if we wanted it, but we would know in reality it wasn't going to happen. But how many times has someone come to you, a family member, and say, I saw Grandad last night. Or I saw Grandma, so something's going to happen. It's as if we have a sixth sense. We don't associate necessarily that sixth sense with dreams. But how many times are there dreams? And we're being foretold something that is going to happen. And then how often do we really trust? Trust everything that is you've had in that dream. Because that's what Joseph was asked to do. You can imagine, as a man in that era, and in any era, someone turning round and saying, your future wife is expecting. But it was a child born of the Holy Spirit. The humanness will say, hey, I don't believe in that. But the reality is that God always asks us to trust in him. Trust in the reality of what he can do. Whether it be through Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, or even sometimes through one of the saints. He uses all sorts of things to actually pass that message on, to help us believe, to give us that hope in eternal life that was promised to us. And so often we sometimes think, no, it can't be true. If you all put your faith in God, you will see that faith come true. He will give us what we want, or should I say, what we need, not necessarily the hundreds of millions of pounds that you want, but he will give you and help you with your life in general. How many of you, quite often, when events don't go your way, suddenly find the events that you're led onto actually make a better life? Again, Jesus sending a message, redirecting our lives of hope. So today we have that hope projected forward to next week, projected by an angel, that Jesus will be with us, this time next Sunday, as the church celebrates the risen Christ through that baby coming again every year. And he's there to save us, to bless us, to guide us in whatever we do. So believe in that hope. Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph, the family that we take our example from.